And now, the Goldbergs. And now, the Goldbergs. Molly has been trying to give advice again, and this time with the experience of her own recent trouble close to her heart. With Sammy safe again, Molly feels that she owes Sylvia Allison and Sylvia's father all the help possible. And when Molly heard that Dr. Cater wanted the woman out of Allison's past to come up to Lastonbury, Molly offered her house even though Sylvia resents the coming of this woman. Sylvia loves Dr. Cater. She still doesn't realize that it's for her benefit that this woman is coming. Dr. Cater uses a little of his experience on Sylvia, and it all starts with a telegram.
Rosa, dear, please bring me my mending, please, while I'm sitting so I'll mend something. Are you nervous, Ma?
Yes, I'm nervous.
Ma, can I see the telegram?
Verna?
Yes. Was it all right for you to open it?
Without permission, I didn't open it, Rosalie, darling. I called Mr. Allison. He's at the Milford Pub, and he told me to open it, and I read it to him across the telephone, and now he knows.
Will she stay here when she comes?
Where else?
We haven't very much room.
Room.
So you'll come in with me, and Pop and Sammy will occupy the same room. How long will she stay?
How long?
Over the weekend, maybe, evidently, perhaps. I thought her name was Esther.
Esther Miller.
Well, this is signed Estelle.
There was a difference of Estelle, Esther, Esther, Estelle. So two syllables was a difference.
Well, the darling, call me Dr. Cater's office here.
Again?
Yes, again, please. I want to be sure Dr. Cater got the message. Give me the telegram, please. Let me see exactly. It says, tomorrow on the 4:40. But don't say, he's in the resting. Daylight or not daylight. No, so we'll see further when she comes. Call Rosalie.
All right, I am.
Dr. Cater, please. Where are you going, Ma?
To put away the telegram.
If Sammy doesn't write a story about his own life, then he's no storyteller.
He will, maybe. When it's all over, maybe.
Hello? This is Rosie Goldberg.
As the Dr. Cater got the message.
Did Dr. Christopher Cater get my mother's message? Yes.
Yes, what?
All right.
What's all right?
Thank you.
Thank you. No?
Yes, Ma.
Yes, he didn't. Yes, he did.
He did, Ma.
Oh, well, yes, that's different. It was a set. And he got the message, and Dr. Cater's coming right away, evidently.
He wasn't home, so he must be coming over.
Ma, why did you want him to come over?
Why? Because I want Dr. Cater to speak to Sylvia.
Rosie, darling, bring me an apple here, darling. I just feel like an apple. When I'm nervous, right. I have to eat something.
Where are they, Ma?
They're standing on the kitchen table, you'll see.
All right.
Bring me and bring me a little knife, dear.
All right.
I can't even appeal.
Oh,
so.
Here, Ma.
Thank you. Rosalie, why don't you go out a little bit?
When Dr. Cater comes, I'll go, Ma.
I didn't say it because
I'm sorry, but
I always get the feeling that you don't want me around when something is going on that you think is beyond my depth.
When I think what?
Yes, when you think, Mama darling, I'm going to be 16. In 3 years, I'll be as old as Sylvia.
I don't think so.
16 and 3 is 19.
The arithmetic is right. 16 and 3 is 19.
Very correct arithmetic, yes. Give me the white thread, please, dear. I don't know how they tear up the buttons like that. One button on top of another button. Yes, darling, your arithmetic is correct. 16 and 3 is 19. Right. Sometimes I think I'm not as old as Sylvia. Order. Somebody must be coming. That must be Dr. Cater.
Mm-hmm.
Take away the apple skin.
Shall I call Sylvia?
Not yet. I have time for Sylvia.
Oh.
Sylvia? Not one syllable. Come in, Sylvia. Come in. Rosalie, go see why Spot is barking.
All right.
Sit down, Sylvia. Yes? Yes?
No.
Who was it?
Nobody.
Wish an apple, Sylvia?
No, thank you.
Rosalie, bring me the telegram. I put it on the bureau.
I know.
A telegram came, Sylvia. Miss Miller will be here tomorrow on the 4:40 train.
Here?
Here.
I don't want to see it.
Never mind, Rosalie. Sylvia don't want to see it. Here, Mommy, take up these two shirts. One is Papa's and one is Sammy's. Here, extinguish them. Don't mix them up.
All right.
You know, Sylvia, that parents are also people. When they stop living for themselves and live only for their children, something happens. That's why Dr. Cater wanted your father to send for Miss Miller, so that you
should live for your children.
And also for my husband. And Mr. Goldberg for me, likewise. But you and your sister Leah received love and received loving and gave nothing. Your father lived one way, as a giver only. And that empties a person and leaves, how shall I say, a shell. After a while, nothing seems worth living for. A person wants, a person needs to receive, Sylvia. And what your father couldn't get from you willingly, he demanded. He tried to force respect and obedience. But why should I repeat with my poor words what Dr. Cater said better, I'm sure, much better than me. You know what he said. You understand. And now it seems maybe that your father may be able to begin again. But after all these years of thinking only of you, you'll have to help him, Sylvia. Because unless he feels that you want for him the happiness that he wants for himself, he'll be afraid to take it.
It looks like rain, Martha, so I
can't. All right, dear. Dr. Cater?
Hello.
Hello.
Storm.
Yeah, I believe you're in for a storm, I believe it.
Like I just made it.
Yeah, come in. Don't mind. Come in.
Oh, thank you.
Come in.
I love it.
That's all right. Come in. Sit down, Dr. Cater. Rosalie, push over a chair for Dr. Cater. Yeah. Lucky you're here before it started to rain. excuse me, I think I'll go up and see the family's windows are open. Excuse me.
I think they are open.
You couldn't close them?
No.
Excuse me.
Yes, certainly. I suppose you know about the telegram, Sylvia.
Yes.
Very good news.
Yes.
Oh, be a little enthusiastic, Sylvia. Think how romantic it is. Don't you? It has all the elements. Why, Miss Miller waited 15 years for your father's telephone call. Makes even me giddy.
I think it's silly for a man my father's age to think of marrying again.
You do?
Yes.
You think love is something for the young?
It isn't for old people. Not that kind of love. Anyway, it's childish.
And I think that people have to be as old as your father and Miss Miller are. Really, to understand what love is and can mean. The kind of love a person your age feels is like the mumps, a children's disease. Just a couple of bumps on the heart.
You don't mean that.
I do.
You can't change my feelings by pretending to believe they're not important.
Do you know what you feel?
I know. I love you.
And what's that supposed to mean, Sylvia?
It means that I don't care whether my father marries Miss Miller or not, whether he stays or goes south. It means that I want to stay with you.
Do you call that love?
Yes, Christopher.
Could you wait for 15 years the way Esther Miller did? Could you wait like your father did, denying yourself what was closest to your heart?
I want to live now.
Well, that's greediness. That's the way a baby gobbles all the food it can get. Don't talk about love to me, Sylvia. Don't talk the language of love when you can't understand what's happened to your father and this woman is coming tomorrow. When you show me that you understand and sympathize with what's about to happen here soon, then I'll listen to you. Not before.
The thunder sounds, but within the Goldberg living room is the deepest silence. Sylvie's trying to measure the implication of Dr. Cater's remark. And what it can mean for her. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for the makers of Does. And this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.